left of the dial. A behind-the-scenes look at Utah issues you care about and politics that affect your family. From a whole different point of view. Each week has 168 hours. This hour is different. Left of the dial with your host, Jeff Bell, on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Left of the dial.
Welcome to Left of the Dial. It's Saturday afternoon. I believe that I am the official gateway to Saturday afternoon, early evening here at KSL. My name's Jeff. This is Left of the Dial. I can't believe, according to, well, Enid over the last couple of hours and the other weather folk before that, that the next week is going to be back to January conditions and temperatures. I got out. I worked on my car a little yesterday, a little bit today. Was actually maybe thinking of doing some yard work. Maybe thinking doing some yard work. Now apparently we're going to have snow. Oh, well, that's fun for me. I don't mind it. I'm an internal these days anyway. Big day today. Big day. Republicans and Democrats, state parties had their central committee meetings. Pretty boring, really. Not a lot happens at those. Folks get together, have a chat, talk about the year before or the quarter before, talk about future plans. Looks like the Republicans held theirs in St. George this year. Democrats held theirs down in Salt Lake City, down at 21st and 7th. So you had two groups getting together to talk about the future, and I kind of want to talk about the future today myself. There's a lot coming up. There's a lot going on that will affect these years and years to come. Now, the first thing I want to touch on today is one that kind of cracked me up more than anything else I have seen the Republicans come up with since the Contract on America in 1994. Now, don't get me wrong, I do believe that the Republican Party is very good at presentations, at putting together their PowerPoints and putting together pretty graphs that under any close scrutiny really end up being empty, hollow, and pointless. This week saw what I think is the most insane grandstanding bunch of nothing that the Republicans back in Washington, the party of no, has ever come up with. They have jumped up and down. They have flapped their arms. They have sworn. They've pointed. They've called names to any Democrat that walks in front of them. They have called the president anti-American. They've called him a socialist. They've called him a communist. They've called him the Antichrist. They've called him anything they can on everything they can. And this is how that message machine is running right now. And the Republicans, this party of no, put forth what they called this week a budget alternative, an alternative budget to that being proposed by the Obama administration. And look, before I finish this thought, you may not like what the Democrats have come up with for a budget. You may not like it. That's fine. Welcome to America. You're allowed not to like stuff like this. I like most of it, of course, because I'm a thinking, rational human being. There are parts of it that I don't, and there are parts of it that I really do. And we can get into that as we go forward as well. But the Republicans, the leadership of the House Republicans, led by you know, John Boehner, popped up this week with a pamphlet called the Budget Alternative that had exactly zero numbers in it. They proposed a budget alternative in nothing more than name so that they could stand up and wave their pretty blue pamphlet and say, we have a budget alternative. And in truth, the news organizations, again, whether you like them or not, were covering a press conference by the president of the United States, who was talking about some foreign policy issues and some decisions he had made to our foreign policy. They broke away from that to cover this rollout of the Republicans' budget alternative. And about 5 minutes into it, nearly every reporter from Fox News on down was near close to livid, to apoplectic at the fact that they had just broken away from one thing that had meat and substance to a budget proposal with absolutely no budget proposal in it. It was 18 pages of fluff, false words, graphs that had nothing to do with budgetary priorities, but were more, this is the Republican road to recovery. We are going to use it as a roadblock towards any idea that the Democratic Party comes up with. Now, when I get angry, when I feel this sort of frustrating rage that makes me go from my normal, happy, joking self to this slightly, I don't know, angrier sounding, happy, joking self, this is one of the reasons why. Because immediately, the next few hours, the next couple of days, the giant voices in conservative talk radio started to squawk about the brilliance of this budget alternative that had been rolled out by Republican leadership, never noticing that it was a mere 18 pages with a pretty blue cover, with absolutely no budget alternative in it, just fluffy, empty words and promises, just graphs that actually didn't graph anything other than to show that in a rectangled box marked the Republican road to recovery, you can put that in between two circles blocking anything that Democrats do. So the Republicans have decided, again, not to put forth any alternative, not to come up with any fresh ideas, not to give us something of substance, but to once again parade out an empty vessel so that guys like Hannity, Limbaugh, Savage, and all of them can jump up and down and say, there's a budget alternative, when there really is nothing more than a brochure as to what a budget alternative actually doesn't look like, no matter what words you put on the cover. That's what we're getting from DC these days. We have an 8-year track record of watching our deficits grow and grow and grow. We have Republicans saying that the reason that it's all out of control is not because of their budgets, but because of monies that they left out of their budgets. So out comes Obama with a budget that has everything in it, nothing hidden, nothing to come back to later. Every single thing in it, as opposed to waiting and leaving hundreds of billions of dollars to be thrown in later on the House floor, and everybody throws their arms up because apparently honesty is something we don't want in Washington, D.C. I want to hear what you have to say. Give me a call. 575-8255 is the number. 470-KSL-1, 670-KSL-1. This is Left of the Dial on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Policies. A different viewpoint. You'll only hear it when you're Left of the Dial with Jeff Bell. Jeff's at 575-8255 right now on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Left of the Dial. I'm trying to find, via the internet right now, somebody who, aside from right-wing pundits and the Republican minority leadership, who is speaking positively about the gag gift that the Republicans leadership out in D.C. rolled out this week with their 18-page budget pamphlet that had nothing in it, no numbers, no budget, no anything. John Boehner, minority leader, said basically he was just going to talk about a spending freeze for the rest of 2009. That's his big idea. And that's super duper. It doesn't sound like an answer. What that sounds like to me is more of the party of no still saying no and no and no. No changes. No movement, no anything, just no. No, no, no. Now, I have a four-year-old daughter at home who does not like to eat food that you make. She either wants something you've talked about making, she wants something you made a few nights before, but she never wants to eat what it is that you've just made. And she gets petulant. And she says, no, 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 no. And I swear, as I watch the Republicans back in D.C., that when my daughter freaks out about not wanting to eat her dinner, she sounds more mature, more intelligent, and more articulate than John Bonner and the gang standing up there, pointing fingers, calling names, and taking kicks at people that are having ideas, writing them down, expressing them, pitching them for public consumption, while this group of five or six folks stand around with their fingers in their ear, holding their breaths until they turn blue, saying, no, 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 no. All right. All right. I say to my daughter, what do you want to eat? I don't know. I just don't want that. Which, as you know, because if you're a parent out there, you know that's not helpful. And yet that's all we're getting from these Republican chuckleheads back in D.C. It is. Nothing. They got nothing. They spent 8 years doing whatever they want. They spent 8 years hiding hundreds of billions of dollars out of the budget to try and make themselves look good. They spent 8 years, even more than 8 years, because a lot of the bad banking decisions and a lot of the bad regulatory rollbacks happened from 1994 on. So they've had all of this time to do as they will. They've done what they've wanted. Our economy's crashing. Unemployment is skyrocketing all over the country. And now they stand around and act like picked on petulant children with nothing to add and nothing to offer to the debate. I am the kind of guy who appreciates a good idea no matter who brings it to me. No, 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 no. I won't do it. I don't like it. Is not an idea. It is not a plan. It is sitting still, waiting to see what's going to happen, which is exactly what has brought us to the brink that we are on now. No, no, no. It's silly. It's irresponsible. You can be as upset as you want, but come up with something. Something. One thing, two things, three things. Let's just stop spending money. I'll bet you $10 that John Boehner does not think that spending freeze should go to his salary or his medical insurance that he gets for being a congressman or his travel perks. That shouldn't be part of the spending freeze. What he wants to spend freeze on is anything that doesn't directly profit somebody who's already got a lot. And I'm not trying to be classist either. But when you look at when they really get upset, it's because something's been targeted. It's because someone with a lot might have to pay a little more. Now, I had this argument with my dad here not too long back, where he jumps up on a Republican soapbox and starts asking me what it is I've got against people who make more than $250,000 a year. Nothing really. What I have is a problem with the percentages. So I pay my tax rate, federal and state, is around 36% every year. I don't make that much. I have a family of five. But that's where I'm at. I'm in the 30%. That's 30% roundabout is what I pay. I have a couple of cousins. Both are worth quite a bit of money. They pay around between 7 and 12%. They have the same size family that I do. We don't really do anything different. I really think that a couple of them, they both got luckier than I did because they were, running businesses while I was playing in a band in the 90s. No one's really all that much smarter than anybody else, but they make this much. I make much less. I pay 30-some-odd% of my average annual in taxes. They pay much less, 7 to 13%. Super. Okay? bump me down into the 20s, bump them up into the teens. I don't really see what the problem is. But suddenly, I've decided that this is a rich people witch hunt. And that's what I keep getting told by a guy who I think is one of the most intelligent people I've ever known, and who makes less than I do in a year, keeps telling me that Democrats are going to raise his taxes. And I said, Dad, you don't make $250,000 a year. You make less than I do. And he says, no, they're going to raise my taxes. It's this mentality. It's this complete ignorance of the facts that really, really drives me the most nuts. No, 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 no. That's different than what I have. And different's bad. We can't explain why it's bad. We can't come up to an alternative to the bad, but it's bad because it's different. It's change, and change is frightening. I mean, how terrified are you Republicans all the time? Because all you do is scream in fear at everything, and you have for years. Give me a call. 575-8255 is the number. Toll free statewide, 888-575-8255. 470-KSL1-670-KSL1. This is Left of the Dial on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Tell Jeff Bell what you think. Get on the air while we're still Left of the Dial on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Left of the Dial. I'm on my high horse today. I am busy mocking the Republican Party, that party of no, who keeps opening their mouths in press conferences and looking sillier and sillier every time they do it. They rolled out this week their alternative budget proposal that had exactly zero numbers in it. All it had was a bunch of fluffy words. It had some very patriotic pictures, which, as we know, everybody likes. Patriotic picture. Boy, you put a flag and a bird. Next thing you know, you got yourself an alternative budget proposal with no numbers. None. There's no budget alternative budget. President Bush, former President Bush, said once in early in his administration, well, that there's a budget, and you can tell because it's got a bunch of numbers in it. Now, we all made fun of him at the time, but it turns out that he may have been the smartest Republican in Washington, D.C., because without his guidance and leadership, the Republican leadership rolled out a budget with no numbers! None whatsoever. Did I spike that? I tried to pull the microphone back. All right. So let me give credit where credit is due, because I'm trying not to be 100% critical. Okay, I'm not really trying, but I'm going to try not to be. And that is, as I'm reading through some of this, we see that... this just cracks me up. The something in here, something that I kind of agree with, is the Republican, I'm going to say budget with a bunch of air quotes. And I'm sorry that you can't see them unless you've logged on to KSL.com to visit our fancy iCam. The Republican budget also refuses to assume additional spending for bailouts, proposing instead an industry-financed FDIC-type program for saving failing financial institutions. It's federal insurance. That's what that is. So it's still federal money going to a bailout. It just has a different package. Regardless, I'm with it with the bailouts. I've had enough. I'm done. I don't care. I didn't like them in the first place. I don't like them now. That was $700 billion. $700 billion to try and prop up a corrupt and run amok system that I think would have done much better if you took that $700 billion, split it into 300 million pieces, and sent it out to every American who filed, you know, I don't know, let's just say who filed for their taxes, and let us spend it on pizza. I think that would have been so much better for the economy than to dump it into the bank coffers that are now sitting there writing on prettier balance sheets, still not helping out the economy for folks like you and me. So am I okay with the Republicans saying, hey, no more bailouts? Yes. Do I need to remind them that they were the motivating push and factor from their former president, George W. Bush, and their leadership, and that we all kind of went along with it? And we all kind of got into that mass hysteria that you know, I don't know, took us into Iraq. We go, oh, the sky is falling, and we sign off, and we do something stupid, and we feel kind of bad about it the next day. And now, of course, we're dumping more and more money, and I don't agree with that. So there I'm fine. What do you think? Where? I mean, how off base am I? You let me know. 575-8255 is the number. You can get hold of me via text at 57500. You can give me a call at 470-KSL-1 or 670-KSL-1 for either Utah County or Weber and Davis counties. What is it? It's a budget with no numbers. It's nothing. It's empty. It's fluff. It's patriotic pictures, empty words, empty promises, graphs with nothing in them that resembles math at all. And we have the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives once again having another press conference to come out to stomp their little feet, to weep their little eyes out, to say no, 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 and to offer nothing. Nothing. And I think that the reason they offer nothing is because they like things the way they were 6 months ago. They like the no regulation. They like the corporations just going after every penny that they possibly can. This is what they want. And that's why they're not offering an alternative, because they can't just say, can't we just have it the way it was? They can't write a bill like that, because they'd be made fun of even more than turning out an alternative budget proposal with no budget. Just asking. Hey, I got Jody from Sandy on line one. Jody, you're a lucky liberal, or I'm a lucky liberal?
I think you're the lucky liberal today. I appreciate you taking my call. You know, I've never heard your program before, and I appreciate the opposing viewpoints that you're given. But in the short time that I've heard it, you know, one comment that you made really hit home for me, and that's an idea that I get from the liberals, from the people on the left, that everybody else is lucky when they're not lucky, and everybody should play the same. You know, you made a comment about your cousins being luckier than you were.
Well, they're better looking than I am, so it starts there.
How they started in the 90s while you played in a band, and now they're making more money, and they should be paying, you know, just as much, if not more, than you.
Okay, first of all, there was a bit of sarcasm there, because while they went into business and I was playing in a band, I think that you should be able to recognize that I was being tongue-in-cheek. Second of all, yeah, they make a lot of money. Yeah, they do make a lot of money.
When you said they're luckier, you know, but tongue-in-cheek aside, you know, the one thing I can appreciate that, but the one thing that I think you need to make a distinguish, that's between conservatives and Republicans. I'm a conservative, you know, and I'm just as ticked off about these Republicans. I think they're a bunch of idiots. They've run our country into the ground, and they don't represent me as a conservative.
Now, you've noticed today, I hope, that I have not said conservative.
Yes,
because I have a certain respect for the conservative viewpoint. I see where you guys are coming from. I don't agree with everything you do. I think that, you know, there's a certain social compassion that you lack in a lot of different directions. However, I don't think conservatives would have gotten us into the mess we're in now. I think Republicans did. I don't think conservatives did. And I wonder at what point you guys will, I don't know, just overthrow the chuckleheads that are running your party and take it back by force if necessary. All right, I got Steve up in Heber. Let me take Steve real quick.
How you doing today, sir?
Good, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. My call today is concerning a little comment made earlier about your father being on the Republican soapbox and the taxes.
Yes.
My business, I drive a tow truck for a living, so I get to meet a lot of interesting people from all over the world.
Yeah.
And I about 6 months ago, I told a gentleman that was here from Canada on a work visa trying to get his citizenship, and I asked him about nationalized health care and what he thought of it personally. And, you know, he was explaining to me that he couldn't understand why Americans were complaining about their tax rates. Their income tax, when they get their paycheck, Canada takes as much as they need, 20%, sometimes 50% out of their checks. Sales tax is 14%. In this new Obama plan, we got 600 something billion for a down payment for nationalized health care. How's that not going to raise taxes for you, me, and everybody else?
Well, let me go ahead and just hit that really quick, because we don't have a lot of time before I have to go to commercial. But first of all, people keep jumping onto this nationalized medicine soapbox. And let me tell you the way I interpret this. What I see is a national, federally held insurance plan, single-payer system, to where I pay a monthly fee. You pay a monthly fee, whoever wants to, because he's already said, if you want to keep your insurance, keep your insurance. If you want to buy into a national plan, buy into a national plan. It's not socialized medicine. And saying that it is makes, really, it's a dead talking point. It sounds silly. And I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm just saying that talking point's been dead since the early 90s, and yet it keeps getting dragged out like bad zombie plots in horrible movies. It's an insurance plan. The more people you get to buy into a plan, look at that from your business, look at that from other businesses, the lower the costs are for each individual member of the insurance plan. So what we do is we put together a nationwide plan that people can buy into. Because right now, I have some medical problems from a car accident I got in 2 years ago. It costs me around $1,100 a month, best price, for just myself. To have medical insurance, just to have that insurance company not cover anything I do. Now, if we went to a national system and my buy-in was around 50, 60 bucks a month, and the federal government wanted to tell me that they're not going to cover a procedure, I am much better off. I'm in a much better mood, no matter how angry I am, at 60 bucks a month versus 1,000 bucks a month. That's more than a quarter of my monthly income spent on insurance, where it's 60-40 as to whether or not I'm going to get any coverage whatsoever. Get it? It's a national insurance plan. And the reason that the Republicans are so mad about it is because it offers an alternative that is not paying hundreds, several hundred or several thousand dollars a month to have a bureaucrat making $150,000 a year tell you, no, you can't have X, Y, or Z, as opposed to a bureaucrat making $40,000 or $50,000 a year telling me I can't have it. But still, it covers some stuff, and that's better for me at about $100 a month than it is at several hundred a month. All right, really quick, I want to run to Cameron in Layton. I have just about a minute, Cameron, so make it fast.
Oh, okay. I realized the Republicans, they clearly came out with a bill that was empty, you know. This doesn't make sense, because I hear them talking about, you know, what they want to do, and, you know, we want to cut corporate taxes, we want to, cut spending and cut pork and slash programs and really, really cut down. But then they put this bill out as an alternative. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, and that's the thing, is if you take all of those little talking points that they make, those little one-liners, and you have 15 Republicans use the same one-liner, right? So you write it down once, and then you go to the next batch of Republicans, and you write it down once, and then you draw some circles, and you put those little phrases in those circles. That honestly was the pamphlet they came out with this last week as their budget alternative. It's that silly.
Oh, you know, I don't know. They just need to... Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. We're about to roll off.
Okay, well, I'd rather do that, the empty bill, than the... You know, the billion-dollar bailout things. I mean, either both of them are idiotic, but better to be, not spending.
Well, you know what? You've certainly got a point on the spending, but, you know, a bill with nothing is a bill with nothing, and that's not a bill. So this is KSL News Radio. You're listening to Left of the Dial, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
The talk show different from all the others. That's because Jeff Bell is left of the dial, and he's exclusively on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back to Left of the Dial. I've been well, honest is how I feel about it, but I've been pounding on the Republican Party a little bit this hour, and on Republican leadership back in D.C., especially down in the House, where apparently a petulant, immature, juvenile, pre-juvenile temper tantrums are the word of the day. Little stomping feet. No, 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 no. You know, the Democrats are picking on me. So John Boehner apparently pulled out a box of crayons and built himself a budget alternative and forgot to put any budget in it. And I get it. I understand. These are guys that have really come to embrace that phrase that we used in the last couple of election cycles, that it's the corruption, that sort of culture of corruption, that nepotism and silliness of where anything goes, quick make your money. You know, I got to tell you, other than the fact that I'm terrified to lose my job, the stock market crash didn't hurt me at all because I don't have any money in the stock market. I got like $600 in a 401k somewhere. I can't afford that. I have nothing left over at the end of the month to invest in my future or the future of my children. So that doesn't hurt me. So a bailout on Wall Street kind of makes me a little cheesed. Even though it's supposed to, and this is the part that really hurts, trickle down to folks like me, it doesn't. Never has. It's just a silly way for people that run giant mega corporations to talk, to try and make it feel like, because you know a crumb off their table is pretty much going to pay your rent for a year. And so you just keep waiting for that crumb to fall. Well, not me. I work 80, 90 hours a week, and I still can barely make ends meet, especially when I'm insured. So out runs Republican leadership with no, 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 and no budget. That's it. And I'm upset about it. It was a waste of time. It was a waste of paper. It was a waste of money. And really, it's a waste of notice. I've just wasted an hour talking about it here on this air. It's nothing. It's a pamphlet. It's a brochure. They're trying to sell you a bill of goods. It's snake oil. It's nothing. They have nothing to offer. It is empty, angry, bitter partisan leadership. They are the party of no. They are behaving like the party of no. And as I told an earlier caller, there's a pretty big difference between conservatives and Republicans. And conservatives need to take their Republican Party back because it is being dragged through the mud and kicked around and defiled by these Republican chuckleheads back in Washington, D.C. But you conservatives don't seem to be able to wrap your head around the fact that your party is dying and it is being killed from within. And the Republican leadership back in D.C. is the cancer that is tearing the heart and the soul out of your party. I don't agree with a lot of conservatives. I don't. But I enjoy an intelligent debate on topics. And instead, all I am getting is angry partisan rhetoric. And I'm getting empty promises, and I am getting full threats on doing nothing but obstructing the Republican Party of no. All we're going to do is make sure nothing happens because we like things the way they are. That's what we've got. That's what you voted in. So let me run to Jed up in Weber County. Jed, you up there?
Yeah, I'm in Davis County now, though. You're talking.
You're on a cell phone. Sorry about that. So what do you got for me, Jed?
Well, a couple of things.
Go quick. We're coming up on the end of the hour. I got a hard break in just a minute.
Sure. I'm interested in what your answers are. You're saying all I'm hearing is you complain about the Republicans. I'm not. I was a Republican. I'm just a conservative now. I don't agree with Hatch. I don't agree with Bennett. I don't agree with most of the guys back in Washington. I especially don't agree with what Barack Obama is doing.
Sure.
He's running our country into the ground. I think he knows what he's up to. I talk politics with my friends. We talk about this at work and other places in the community. And none of us approve of what Barack Obama, Harry Reid, and Nancy Pelosi, what they're up to. To us, it's just blatant, fascism or socialism, and they're going to spend and drive us to the point where we eventually collapse. So what is the answer then? I mean, if you seem to be a liberal, so you say,
I am a ridiculous lefty progressive is what I am. I am a militant leftist. Well, I'll tell you what it is. And let me tell you where I'm coming from. And this is simple for me. First of all, fascist, socialist, communist, empty rhetoric. You're just going to point fingers and you're going to be, I mean, that's it. Where are we going to go when that's what you can come up with? There's nowhere. There's nowhere. You're going to join a militia. You're going to try and lead an armed revolution. The ATF's going to show up at your door. It's all going to end up in misery. And then you end up with those talking points as a movie of the week. And I'm sorry. It's silly. It's not constructive at all. I like a lot of what Obama's pushing right now. I am in favor of it. So what's my solution? My solution is that we try and fix the problems that the exact behavior you're pointing your finger and blaming Obama for, your former party has been doing since 1994 and doing unchecked since the year 2000. In the 90s, they stripped regulation. Once they took over everything, that's when they started to run amok and to pilfer the purses of the American people and the American economy for no other reason than they could do it. And they did it, and they made billions, and now those chickens are coming home to roost. So, yeah, Obama went and put together an honest budget where he laid out every single penny he was going to spend. And it's big. And it's not all that much bigger or broader or anything than anything that the Bush and the Republicans put together last time. They just hid most of it and passed it in special secret appropriations. So you got an honest government. You got a far more honest government now. And you want to point fingers, call them names, and rise up and overthrow. More power to you, Jed. I mean, that's how you get a feel. Welcome to America. This has been Left of the Dial on KSL News Radio. You can join me all week at jmbell.org. I will see you next week.